podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
All right, so I have always been scared of spiders. Arachnophobe is the official term. And as I've grown up, I used to be a killer of spiders, but as I've grown up, I don't like to kill anything. Unless it's like a really like scary wasp winged ant thing, and then okay. I can't deal.
I wouldn't call you an arachnophobe, not knowing you now. Like maybe you used to be, but now you're quite pro-arachno.
Well, it depends, right? I never thought that I would be the type of person that would see a huntsman in the house and be like,
yeah,
hey, you stay over there.
Oh, even that saying, just saying that. Ugh.
You stay over there and I'll stay over here. If there's I'm always scared that there's going to be a hunter in my car or something because I will literally just jump out the window and let the car go.
Ghost ride,
like,
yeah.
I can't. I'm scared. Yeah. It's not my decision.
Yeah.
It's my lizard brain.
Yeah.
And so when people come to my house, you know, there's a no killing spider or insect rule in my house.
Mm.
And so when people come, I say, hey, these are the daddy long legs in the bathroom. And they live here too, okay? We all pay our way.
Well.
And the daddy long legs, they eat mosquitoes and do things, and the huntsmans do things or whatever.
Because you never see the daddy long legs eating anything, do you?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
What do they do it?
They're sneaky.
Okay.
And then, so for anything else that's in the house, like a white tail or something, I'll pick it up and I'll throw it outside.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to kill you, but I just don't want you in here.
Yeah.
Okay? So I was pretty excited because I like to think that I foster a safe environment.
Mm.
And so when I was in the bathroom the other day, I looked up and I saw that the daddy long legs that was in there I noticed that she was carrying quite a heavy belly.
Oh.
And then
how close did you get to the spider to be able to see that she was?
No, you can see she's quite big. And so she's on the roof right in front of me. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Have you got an announcement to make at your house?
Pregnante. Well, she was pregnante. And there's a whole bunch of babies that have been birthed at our house. Right? Now, there's not like 50 or something. There's probably like, I don't know, 20.
I hate it. No.
No, probably like, let's say 15. Right? And she's up there, and they're there too.
They've been,
they're there too.
Idea.
And they're all there together. They're just little baby daddy long legs.
Okay, so do you ever do the candles in the bathroom thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you've got probably a lighter in your
bathroom. No, I'm not flame throwing anything, mate. You always go the flame that is so you.
get a can of Lynx.
No.
Or whatever the other
we
one
support
is.
Women in my house.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I've left them. Anyway, I put a video up on my socials being like, I said that too. We support women in this house and I've got the mum with all the babies around her, right?
I don't know. So
and
much.
People just broke.
Yeah.
It broke their brains. They're like, how could you do this? This is disgusting. What type of person are you? Loggy, this is too much.
Just a herd of spiders. Just
A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops. That's what she is, right? And so I stand by my decision.
Mm.
And if you can't understand me at my most empathetic, and I don't want you to.
How many of them ended up in your mouth overnight?
No,
your nostrils?
My brother-in-law tried to do that. And I'm like, in the bathroom, door closed. It's fine. We have a policy where I don't go in your space and they don't come in my space.
Baby spider could never walk under a bathroom door and then a bedroom door.
No, that's why I close my mouth. I have my mouth closed.
Into your ears.
No, I have my mouth closed and I have my doona up around my eye. Mate, this is a problem that I've already fixed.
They're in your hair.
They're not.
Well, something is.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
You know, Darwinism is, there's something to be said for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Darwin Awards.
Yeah. It's survival of the fittest for those who don't know.
Yeah.
For those who don't remember from high school.
Yeah. Essentially, some people you're like, how have you got this far in life?
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
Especially when they don't seem to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Like nothing stresses them out, yet they just always win.
Do, 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 making their way through life. So it's the human equivalent of before our dog passed away, Ruby, I used to always look at her and be like, you would never survive in the wild. Like, aww, you could never be a wild animal.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
She got that dog in her.
Yeah, true. Anyway, may she rest. So there's been a couple of times in the last 24 hours that police have come out and talked about emergency services, 000 calls.
Yeah.
And, you know, the waste that happens with the calls that are made to 000.
That pisses me off to no end.
Yeah, you get the prankers and stuff, but then you get the, right, you get the people that are like are genuinely calling because they think, and sometimes you wonder, are you genuinely calling?
Mm.
So let's do a quick run through of dumb reasons people have called 000, okay, right?
Yeah.
An elderly woman's called for a strong policeman to come and help her open a stubborn carton of milk because she was desperate for a cup of tea.
Okay, that's...
This one's great. People went on holiday but forgot their chicken was still cooking in the oven. So we're roasting a chook and then we've left for a holiday.
Yeah. How?
Not sure, mate. Best not to look too far into it.
Yeah, it's just, well...
Can't tell you whether they're on the road or at the airport or what, but they've called 000 asking police to go to their house and turn off the oven. And they've also said, by the time you get there, it'll probably be cooked. You guys can have the chicken if you want.
Do you know what? Can I just pause? Can I just pin on this one? Because if you didn't know literally anybody else in the community, what you would have to.
You miss your flight.
You would call the number that's not 000 though, would you?
Nah, because that's it's an emergency. Like, if you've got an oven that's going to be on for 3 weeks, then that's an emergency.
Oh, like, that is wild.
There's been calls to police requesting help finding lost television remotes.
That's BS.
People calling after locking themselves out of their houses.
Yeah.
A report of a washing machine that was spitting out air. I don't know what that means. A person calling because they forgot their phone password. Someone reported a cold pizza delivery. People call to report ducks crossing busy highways. Neighbours insanely loud 3-day party. Well, that's all right. I called to report a family member had collapsed on the lounge room floor. It was a dog.
Yeah.
Got bitten by a goldfish. Child was spinning around, got dizzy.
Yeah, people are mental. And not mental, sorry. People
no,
just, no, but they work in different ways. They're stupid.
Hadn't passed wind for 24 hours. Can't fart. What do? 000.
Yeah, after an operation, I couldn't go to the toilet for 7 days. Do you know what I did? Went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Not emergency. Made an appointment and went through the normal.
Someone demanded police arrest a barista over a bad latte. People calling to rant about American politics. Someone asked the police to check the letterbox while they're in Bali.
Yeah, this is all ridiculous.
My favourite, though, is someone who who called police because they were trying to get their jacket off but neglected to undo the zipper, so were trying to get it over their head, got their arm stuck and couldn't get out of their own jacket.
Yeah.
So called police. How do these people get through life?
I don't know, because they're impacting everybody else's life.
Yeah.
Look, let's go to the phones. We've got Tony from Corio that's called up. Tone, just by calling up and getting on the show, you're going in the draw for that Mother's Day hamper from Freckleberry. Well done, you. But what say you?
So I've actually got a mate that's a paramedic.
Yeah.
And his favourite story is to talk about when he got called out to a lady that kept passing out. To arrive on site and find that her husband actually had a piece of rebar through his shoulder and it was the blood that was making her pass out.
So they didn't call about the husband with the rebar in his shoulder. It was about the wife passing out.
Well, the husband was really concerned because she kept passing out. Every 3 to 4 minutes, she'd come back to and pass out again.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
In 2 days' time, it's a very special birthday. 8th of May, 1926. I want to take you back there.
1926?
1926.
100 years ago.
Yes.
I know where this is going.
Mate, it's weird to have a parasocial relationship with someone who is famous. You know, people get that a lot with you. They're like, Tom, obsessed. They know things about you. Like, you know, they see you. They feel like, and they know you.
I look through my window and yeah. I just can't get the right angle for him.
Well, I look through Sir David Attenborough's window. No, I don't. But I have been just emotionally changed by this man. And you know me, any excuse to hate a man. But this one got through the keeper.
Yeah.
And I, it is his 100th birthday in 2 days' time.
Yeah.
And people are saying that you can send messages of support to him. You can send birthday messages.
Yeah.
But something that I did that I haven't told you yet, because I knew that you would just pay me out, is that I decided to send a letter, a handwritten letter.
What, when you were like seven?
No, like a couple of weeks ago. A handwritten letter to Sir David.
Yeah.
Because I found like the official mailing list or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've sent it. What? Do you know what? When you're having to send something overseas as well, it's like, how do stamps work again? Like, oh, yeah.
You need $14 worth of stamps.
Yeah, wow. It's a whole thing. Anyway, but I did because he means so much to me.
Yeah.
And growing up, Mum and Dad used to tape his show. And it was Planet, and it was all about the planet and everything. And I used to sit there as a child and just be like, oh, my God. And you know that I have so many feelings.
Right? I love that you've always loved David Attenborough, but you went from sort of being real dialed in on David to being real dialed in on Mark Philippoussis.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, we all had a change in our teenage years.
As you matured.
And now I'm back on Sir David.
Yeah.
But he is just so special and has done so much. And you think in 100 years, the way he has seen the world change and the way he continually fights for just people on this planet to understand that there is only one planet and we need to save it and we need to save ourselves. But don't look at me like that.
You're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry.
I can hear your voice
wavering. Not going to cry. But one of my favourite quotes, shut up, one of my favourite quotes of him is, if children don't grow up knowing about nature, they won't understand it. And if they don't understand it, they won't protect it.
Yeah.
And if they don't protect it, who will?
Yeah.
And this is why I force animals on my young niece all the time. I'm like, here's a wombat, or here's a pig, or whatever it might be, because I want the youth to know about animals and have the same experience I did, that you're like, oh, I want to do something about that. Now, have I done something? Not really. I paddled out
You've got a platform and you talk about it all the time.
Well, like, I try. All the time. I try. But all I really feel like, all you know, let's celebrate this great man.
Yeah.
You don't have to go and send him a letter. That's fine.
Do you, my favourite David Attenborough moment is that time you got asked to record a commercial. And do you remember who it was for? Like, can I see if I still have it in the system?
I don't think you'll have it in the system.
Who was it
but
for?
Maybe if you type in David Attenborough, it might come up.
No, I did. I looked that up.
Oh, bugger. So, so there was a script.
you got asked to read an ad for a different market in Australia for a different radio station, and it was in a David Attenborough voice.
So it was for pot. It was for a nursery, right?
Yeah.
And they said in the script, use in a David Attenborough voice. And I was like, well, this is a weird request, but I'm going to try it anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so it was like, we've got an array of pots. Come and see the amazing plants for sale. And I tried my best. I sent it off and they pissed themselves laughing because they were like, okay, we didn't mean to leave that David Attenborough voicing on the top of
direction.
The screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you could just read it like a normal person.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Doing the Wednesday thing, that means Cameron Ling's here. How you going, mate?
Hello, Tommy. Hello, Log.
Hi.
Great to see the both of you.
Yes.
There's a little bit of action in the studio, though. Which means you two have been cooking up something.
Well, we've been fixing your horrible mistake, mate. Yeah. And you're welcome.
I'll tell you, there's a few things we care about. We care about Geelong.
Yes.
We care about the Cats.
Yes.
We care about their success and their history.
Yes.
In the past, we care about their success going forward.
Yes.
Right? They're the things we care about. Mm. How about you, Cameron Lee?
You two have caused me a lot of trouble in this past week.
I bet you've hardly had anyone asking you about this friendship tattoo.
For those just catching up, we saw that you had your sick tat out last week and you didn't normally have a watch covering it.
Yes.
And we said, what's going on? You said, well, I'm actually getting it removed. We were shocked.
Oh.
We opened up the phones.
Everyone
was talking about it.
There's a step in there that you missed where you made the claim that I was jinxing the Cats because I made that decision because they happened to lose one game of football.
It was all poor.
My fault.
Yeah, it was pretty poor.
The people came up to me just like, they better win this weekend. They better win. I'm like, it's not me.
Well, how'd you feel mid-game when North Melbourne, yes, I think that was a tattoo just saying, mate, Try me.
We did have Max Holmes on yesterday, as he does on a Tuesday, and he interestingly supported your move to have the tattoo removed.
He's a good boy,
isn't he? He's not going to forget he won the games. He won the premiership, so it doesn't matter.
Did I hear you had Matthew Stokes on as well?
Stokesy, yeah. Stokesy shattered. Stokesy's threatening to get his 2011 tattoo removed in protest.
And he also said you're not invited to the catch-up in December anymore.
Anyway, we think we've worked out a way to save the Moz, and that is by transferring the tattoo in a new and good fashion instead of the rubbish that you've got on you over to someone else. And that someone else is here in the studio. Darren from Leopold joins us. Thanks for coming in, Darren.
Yeah, g'day, K-Rock. G'day, Geelong.
Darren, listen, the name rings a little bell from last week, and that voice. Was it your birthday last week?
Yeah, last Wednesday, 48.
And were you the one who said that I ruined your birthday?
It hit me in the heart, straight in the heart.
Do you know, I turned up to coach the junior footy team that I coach, and one of the first things the kids said to me was, did you ruin someone's birthday yesterday? Darren, I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's all good. The day turned out all right.
Well, today's going to be a good day as well because we've got Lockie here from Evolved Inc. Lockie, thanks for coming in, mate. We'll grab that microphone and whack it in front of your face. Thanks for coming in. How are you going?
Good, just getting set up now and pretty excited.
Yep, Lockie's from Evolved Inc. on Little Mallop Street there. He's volunteered to come in and put the tattoo on Darren. So we might just get a bit of an update. He's getting set up. He's very busy at the moment. We might get into a song and then get an update on how it's all going.
It's actually so funny that Lockie has, once his tattoo is finished, Darren, tattooed more people in this office than people that he hasn't.
Yeah, in this studio. Yeah, for sure. All right. It's tattoo day. We're going to fix this Moz on the Cats.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Lingy, it's nice to have you in and be chatting to you because I've been texting you all week, no reply. That's okay. You've decided to get your tattoo off and we're going to take this tattoo and put it on Darren from Leopold. Thanks to Lockie from Evolved Inc. Owen as well. Darren, your beautiful son is in the studio ready to get some signatures that we promised him that we haven't told you about either, Lingy.
More than happy to do that.
Darren, you were telling us just before Lingy came in how special this is for you because this is full circle. We thought it was just poignant because Lingy ruined your birthday last week.
Yes.
But there's more to this story. You've gone through some health issues and you've asked me to sort of talk on your behalf. But if you'd like, do you want to start or would you prefer me?
No, that's fine. I'll have a crack, see how I go.
Yeah.
About 8 years ago, 2018, I had a snowboarding accident. I broke my neck. Was very close to not making it through and going to the other side, but got through it. Woke up from an induced coma about 4 or 5 days after my accident, after having neck surgery. And then recovery from there and from waking up, not being able to move anything from my neck down, in 7 weeks, I walked out of hospital unassisted.
Amazing.
It's a miraculous story, but I'll try and keep it short. And then, anyway, so I got out of hospital, and then I think it was only a few weeks after getting out of hospital, still like trying to get my head around walking and stuff like that. But Ocean Grove had a family fun day for one of the estates out there.
With Lingy and his fake Lingy, family.
Lingy's name's attached to it. And Lingy was there. And I was there with the wife and the kids and that. And yeah, I saw Lingy. I thought, oh, this is a good opportunity to see if I can kick the footy, because I don't know. I actually didn't know whether I was going to be able to or not. So, and I went up to Lingy and I just had a chat to him, and I explained what I'd just gone through over the last few weeks. And I'm like, mate, do you mind just having a kick of the footy with me and just seeing whether I can kick the footy? And yeah, Lingy took the time out of his day. He probably gave me 5 or 10 minutes just kicking the footy back to back. And I think Owen might have been there as well. So it was just a really special moment for me, being a Geelong fan and, you know, watching Lingy win the premierships and stuff like that. And it just really sort of hit home. And when this opportunity come up for the tattoo, I'm like, this tattoo's mine. Like, I've got to get this tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Darren, that means a lot to me. I thank you for relaying that story. Now I feel extra awful that I ruined your birthday last week. But
I know.
I thought you were going to say Lingy came to you when you're in your coma and he visited you. And
walk away from the light.
Come to the Lingy.
Well, I think my tattoo's going to a good place then, Darren. You'll cherish it then.
I will.
Yeah. We are adding a little bit extra to the tattoo as well. Lockie's managed to get your autograph attached to the GFC. So for people who are wondering, it's a GFC and it has 07 and 09.
Yes.
And it did have the 45 above it.
Yep.
But what we're going to do is we're going to put your autograph, which also has a 45, and it's going to be all put together
there. Nice. Now, just in case people are wondering why then 2011 isn't there, because... But already after I'd done it, I was like, oh, what have I done? So I never got it updated to include the 11.
So if you want the 11, Daz, you're going to have to pay for that.
I probably will update it. Yeah. This premiership tattoo thing is going to become a thing now.
Yeah. 2022 in there.
Yeah. All right. We are getting the Moz off the Cats by passing the premiership tattoo over to Darren. Lockie, looks like you're getting ready to go.
Ready to go.
All right.
Get your ankle out, Daz.
After such a touching chat, we're now going to shave you, Daz. So.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Cameron Ling joining us in the studio. We're also getting a tattoo done, a premiership tattoo to save the Cats season. So there's no Moz put on by Cameron Ling and his complete disregard for the history of the club.
Wow. So much pressure just to dump that on all on me. While this is all going on, there's so much fun happening in our studio right now. There's also a mystery happening out there in the streets.
Is it?
Yeah. Dodsy, my wonderful wife, Dodsy, was up early this morning. I don't know, doing something, some sort of exercise. I stopped listening. The alarm went off early and... Let's say Pilates, at a guess.
Yeah.
It could have been yoga, not sure. Was out early and took a photograph as she was parked out the front of where... So I don't even know where the place was. But anyway, a car drove past and she then texts me the photo saying, hey, is Loggy running late for radio this morning?
Oh.
And I'm like, no, I'm pretty
was
sure.
Was it a fully sick car?
Well, that's what it was. So she took a photo. It was a Holden Commodore.
Yeah.
I've sent you to the photo.
Does it have dog ears like in Dumb and Dumber? Because that's how I imagine your car.
Yeah, I know.
That would be a brilliant car. No, the number plate is a personalised plate, Loggy. Have you got a personalised number plate?
No.
Oh, so this isn't you. This isn't Jimmy James. This isn't any of the Tomuskis family.
You've sent the photo through to us. It's a bit blurry, but it definitely says Loggy.
Who has got that?
L-O-G-G-Y as the number plate.
What?
If it's not you, I want to know who's got the Loggy number plate.
And why?
And why?
Why are they Loggy? Is there two Loggies in Geelong? Because that is...
Or number one fan.
Or is
fan?
It low GGY? I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes number plates, you can't really figure out what they're trying to say and then you break it down.
Yeah, no, that one's saying Loggy.
Yeah, it is. That makes me feel a kind of way.
Yeah. Number one fan, do you reckon?
No.
How many people do you think see that car driving around and go, that's Loggy.
You.
Oh, my God. What if they drive like crazy?
Imagine you get a fine. Imagine you get a fine for them. You have to take the points.
Who is this? Oh, who is Loggy? Goodness.
Hey,
is Loggy?
If you are Loggy, quickly give us a call.
Now, let's just make it clear. You don't want the number plate.
No.
You just want to know
No.
Who and why.
No. Yeah. What
would you call that Oh, are we allowed to give away the colour of the car? Like, is that like a silvery grey?
Yeah, well, thing? Too late. You just
yeah,
did.
I just did. Holden yeah,
it
Commodore.
Is. It is.
Loggy.
Hey, who's Loggy?
Christy from Geelong's calling through. Hey, Christy, you're live on the air. Do you know about this Loggy number plate?
No, but I did see it the other day as well.
Oh, did you think it was Loggy, our Loggy?
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, I'm sure she wouldn't have her Loggy on a number plate.
Do you know me well, Christy?
Personalised plates.
Yeah. No, I'm the one that's got my face on the side of my car.
That's okay. So weird. Did I do a burnout or something like that?
Gender reveal.
No. You're going on Wilson's Road in
Newcombe. Okay, I do travel around.
Okay, narrowing it down.
Thank you, Christy. We're looking for sightings of the Loggy personalised plate, and especially if you know who it is.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now, in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
We actually do need to do an update because we're about to finish the show, and it looks like the tattoo is almost finished. How did we go?
Finished!
Done, Loggy? Excellent. So we'll get a picture of that up online, up on the socials as quickly as we can. How are you feeling, Daz?
Yeah, no, all good. Lucky, smooth as.
It's like Back to the Future. Now that Darren's got the tattoo on his leg, my one has just completely disappeared. It's faded away, like the photo.
The thing is that we actually did that as a concept of all of your premiership moments, and Adam, our doodle guy, said that was the hardest thing I've ever done. I'm never doing that again as a concept.
Made you fade away from you. That's up on the socials.
Thanks, Dad.
A big thanks to Lockie from Evolved Inc., Little Mallop Street. Check out their Instagram. They do some sick work.
They're
so
awesome.
Book yourself in for that. Thanks, Lock.
Thanks, guys.
Tom will be there soon, Lockie. He'll pop in and say good day.
Sounds good.
Pretty sure I've got a discount voucher somewhere.
Yeah, sure you do. Anyway, we saved the cats.
Great work, Darren.
Yeah. Awesome. Save the cats. Thanks, on you, Daz.
Thanks, K-Rock. Thanks, Lockie. Pleasure.
Yeah,
and thanks, Lingy.
No, thanks, Lingy.
No.
Yes, no, thank you. Thanks, Daz.
All right, that's it for today. And we will catch you next week, Cameron Ling. Yes. We'll catch everybody else 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.